Blog Talk Radio.
Someday.
Tuning, calling in, listening through their listening devices, and those who will be in the art listening to downloads as well. All right, welcome to the show. Y'all know Mr. Tobias, some of y'all know it's Smitty. Number is 347-850-1065. Hit the number one. Let me know you want to talk. All right. Unless you've been under a rock and the deepest, darkest cave at Antarctica, you miss what's going on this week. When you have two black men, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, murdered, and their loved ones having to see that. Now you have this whole thing where police brutality has taken, as how should I say, it's hit, you know, come to a head. Now, the problem is that you have, like, Austin Sterling, he was just selling CDs in front of the store. The store owner said it was cool. Hey, most of us black folks know it's no biggie. Most times, store owners cool because next thing you know, you buy little bootleg CDs. You walk into a store, probably buy a drink or something, or a beer or whatever. Philando Castile was murdered not only in front of his girlfriend, but in front of his daughter. His child could have been hit by one of those bullets. But do you hear white supremacists talking about that? No. What white supremacy did is they try to smear the names of those two men like they do with every other black person who's killed or beaten by police. They want to dig up criminal records. They want to say he stole a juice box in the fourth grade. But I'm actually going to read something that I wrote the other day and when it happened, and I got to find it real quick. Here we go. Sorry. I had to reopen my chat and everything. That went down. All right. And I put this on my Facebook. I wanted to read it. It might be a good, monologue opening, the best I could do. Because it's a very emotional thing. Yeah. I said I'd rather write it down and read off of it than just going off on an emotional rant. Well, I wrote down, I said, you all know that I have some thoughts about the recent murders of black men at the hands of police this week. And I emphasized this is a black people issue. Let me start by saying we are not people of color. We are not minorities. We are black people. When was the last time you heard a bigot say, we're going to hang a minority from a tree? When was the last time you heard a bigot white supremacist talking about, well, the problem in this country are those people of color. Those people of color gotta pull up their pants. Those minorities sure are causing a ruckus. You don't hear that. You hear black. The reason Black Lives Matter became a movement is not only for the killing of black people at the hands of police. It is the fact, in most cases, those cops don't even go to trial. It is like nothing to see here, folks. It is the fact that those dead black people are blamed for their murders. The first thing the media does is dig into the dead black person's past and try to find anything that would smear his or her name. Hell, the media did that when a three-year-old black boy fell into the gorilla exhibit when they tried to smear names of his parents. What was the outrage when an alligator was killed when it was a white, when it killed a white child? There was more outrage over the death of a gorilla than a black child almost being killed or injured. I didn't see CNN and Fox News smearing the names of those white parents. Remember 6-year-old Jeremy Martis from Louisiana, who was shot and killed by two black cops? They killed that boy on a Tuesday and arrested and charged with murder on Friday of the same week. Those cops' pictures, names, and backgrounds were immediately put out there for the whole world to see. That white family was portrayed as the perfect and loving people, whereas the dead black people are portrayed as dark side from the comic books. And for you all that don't know, Jeremy Martin's father was actually running from those police officers, and he has a criminal record, but they never brought that up. But to my black cops out there, you are not a part of the good old boys cop network. You are still a black person first. Before y'all throw Chicago and black-on-black crime deflection at me, let me ask you this. What did Chicago and people who live there would tell you the real deal was going on out there? And that supposed black-on-black crime deflection have to do with Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice, Rekia Boyd, Sean Bell, Akai Gurley, Trayvon Martin, who was killed by wannabe cop George Zimmerman, Jordan Davis was killed by wannabe cop Michael Dunn, Freddie Gray, Oscar Grant, Mike Brown, Walter Scott, Amadou Diallo being murdered by police and those cops not even going to prison. Well, for my non-black people out there in the coons who want a little extra honey on that biscuit, let me ask you all this. How would you feel if your child, your brother, sister, mother, father, cousin, who was murdered like Alton Sterling, your child murdered like Tamir Rice, your daughter being killed like Sandra Bland, but their names were smeared, and the cops who killed them went home and cracked open a cold beer? See, the problem, it is a killing, but also the other reason people are mad is it doesn't even take 24 hours. They white supremacy goes into, let's smear this person's name, let's make this person a criminal. They want digging everything. Just like when CNN interviewed one of Alton Sterling's family members and kept asking him, talk about he has a history of violence. The ones with a history of violence are the people who shot him in cold blood 6 times. It's a deeper issue. Ask yourselves why he had to sell CDs to make some money in the first place. But see, here's the other disappointing thing also. I did a lot of listening, did a lot of reading over the past couple of days. And here's my thoughts on this. We have a lot of cowards in black society. A lot of them. Your black politicians are cowards, scared of losing their seat at the table. Started from President Obama down to your local politicians. They're all cowards. It is a damn shame that a white governor in Minnesota took the hardest stance against the killing of black men by police, that even your president of the United States, all the way down. Before y'all get on me saying, well, President Obama can't do anything, they won't let him do anything. Last time I checked, a grown man does not need permission to give an opinion. He did not ask for permission to speak on, to give, not even speak. I'm talking about being unapologetic, being definitive, being hardlining when it came to, Omar Martin shooting up that gay nightclub in Orlando. He has a hard line. Very definitive when it comes to white women getting equal pay. He takes a hard line when it comes to illegal immigration, even putting in executive orders. And by the way, people, executive orders mean you don't need permission. But when it comes to black people, it's always, well, I'm all American. It's a tragedy. And it starts with him, works all the way down, including like the likes of John Lewis, who's living off marching with Dr. King 50 years ago, talking about he got beaten and bloodied by police, and he thought he thanked them. That shows how weak our black men are at the highest positions. But at the same time, that's who we ask for. That's who we keep supporting. See, the problem is when black people are being killed, harassed by the police, you got a bunch of white people saying, or these coons also say, don't complain. If you only complied, if you didn't resist, well, tell that to those gunmen out there at the Clive and Bundy ranch, who had assault rifles pointed at the FBI. Nothing happened. What about those biker gangs in Texas like a year ago shooting at each other, killing, had about almost 10 deaths, a lot of deaths there. Nobody got shot by the police. They're just chilling with the police, chilling. Dylann Roof killed 9 black people, most of them old women, in a church in South Carolina, and they got him and took him to damn Burger King. He lived to tell about it. What about that white guy? I got his name because I have, you know, stuff in front of me, but who shot up that movie theater in Colorado when the Batman movie came out? And his house was rigged. He had bombs all over his house. They had it defused that. He lived to tell about it. What about Jared Lee Lochner, who shot then Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson, Arizona, and killed another politician? Oh, he's alive. He's going to serve life in prison. But what white supremacy want to bring up Chicago, want to bring up black-on-black crime, I always say, well, what about white supremacy? What about these dead black people? What about the white people I named who still get the red carpet treatment? And they don't get their names dragged through the mud. They keep being told, oh, well, they got mental issues. They had this happen when they was growing up. Yeah, mom and dad weren't there. Just any old thing. But when it's black people, well, this guy had a traffic ticket back in 96, and he has a history of breaking the law. See, and here's the thing also. If you believe those cops who killed Alton Sterling and Philando Castile are going to even go to trial, much less be convicted, you're sadly mistaken. And I'm going to put this a little further. Michael Slager, who killed Walter Scott in South Carolina, he won't see any prison. He won't go to prison. He'll walk and they'll count that what he's doing now is time served. Dylann Roof. If you think Dylann Roof, yeah, I know he killed 9 black people in that church in South Carolina. If you think he won't get off, I don't know where you're living. That is what people mean by Black Lives Matter. Because if something happens to white people, you guys are going to form like Voltron. But when it's us, we want to get blamed. Because here's the thing, they always want to say, point this stat out, talking about, well, more white people killed by police. Well, not killed, I'm sorry, was shot by police. There's a word called shot, and there's another word called kill. How many of those white people are breaking the law as well? A lot of these black people who are getting gunned down were actually not breaking the law or had minor traffic violations. What does that warrant? What does that warrant being shot and killed for? Someone tell me. Here's the other thing. When they want to talk about these black people murders, black people kill each other. 90% of black people are killed by other black people. But hell, 84% of white people are killed by other white people. And they make up more. They have a course higher numbers than we do, population-wise. FBI data is right there. But what they won't tell you is, look at how many white people are under charge. Get to walk away. Go home. Look at Brock Turner, the Stanford swimmer. Raped the girl, caught in the act, getting 6 months, pretty much going to be 3 in the county and out by Labor Day. That's another white man in Alabama who first got slapped on the wrist, who's a teacher, for statutory rape and hit 15-year-old student. Slap on the wrist. But here's the thing. We get all these white supremacists, the coons, always talking about, well, maybe she'll pull up your pants. Hey, pull up your pants, still get shot. Maybe you should comply. You can't even reach your damn registration your license, your proof of insurance about getting shot. Or maybe you shouldn't have been doing this, selling CDs or selling loose cigarettes. What did that warrant getting shot and killed? Eric Garner got choked out for selling loose cigarettes. And Daniel Fantaglio didn't even see a day in prison. Oh, my bad. He didn't even go to trial. And see, black people, I know Fox News is a devil. CNN, MSNBC, they're no better. They aren't your friends. Just because one station calls you N-word to your face doesn't make them worse than the one who does it behind your back. They still reporting the news when it comes to black killed the exact same way. Here's some other things. Like I said, I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I just want to get some of the stuff off my chest. Now you got what happened in Dallas, where cops were killed, you know, by a sniper, Micah X. The thing I want to touch on that is, look at how black folks just start jumping and apologizing. Y'all didn't shoot those police officers. Why are you apologizing? Did any of those white supremacist cops apologize for killing your relatives? Why are you apologizing? Why are black people continuing to say, and I'm not calling for violence or start shooting people for no reason. I'm not calling for the purge. I'm not. But the question I have is, just like Alton Brown's family, the same thing I have to say to everyone, all these other black people. Why are we the ones that always say you don't respond to violence with violence? That ain't the answer. Maybe the answer is not committing violence against us in the first place. When you say, well, violence ain't the answer. Well, what is the answer? Love hasn't worked. Jesus hasn't worked. Pulling up your pants hasn't worked. Trying to entertain yourself out of it hasn't worked. People are going to get upset. People are going to lose it. I'm not condoning anything. But when people get tired, they are going to take the law into their hands. And they'll go down swinging. I'm not condoning anything. But here's the issue. Cops' jobs aren't as hard as you make them out to be. Most cops don't even pull their gun once or even more than once. You have a higher chance of being killed in a car accident coming home from work than being killed, than being a police officer being killed in line of duty. But see, when it comes to weakness, like I said before, weakness. A couple months ago, President Obama signed the Blue Alert bill, like a police protection bill, where a perceived threat, you could be arrested. So I recommend black people out there, you're being watched. So please mince your words, what you say on the internet, YouTube, even on your telephones. Mince your words. Be cognizant of what you say because it could be perceived as a threat and they're going to come down, track you down, and lock you up. They could track you down by your IP address if you're at home on the internet or your phone. But he signed that. He didn't need permission to sign that. But because black people, we can't get policy. to protect us from this. I don't expect it from the white politicians. They're white. Racism and white supremacy is in their best interest. Another thing I saw. Now you got the Latinos coming out talking about, well, you know, four Latinos were killed this week and by police, and nobody said anything. You know what I say to that? Two things. Call MS-13, and I'm sipping my tea. Cry me a river. See, black people, don't fall for that mess. There is no black and brown coalition. Where were they when black men getting killed? Where were they when these racist cops and the system keeps letting them off? Where were they? I'll tell you where they are. They're nowhere to be found. And oh yeah, by the way, ask poor black people in Southern California, the Compton area, South Central, how they feel about Latino families committing violent acts against them to run them out of neighborhoods. Yeah, let's ask them that. And ask them about a black and brown coalition. But see, black people, start focusing on that, talking about everybody matters. Everybody deserves justice. Everybody needs all that. No. What's going to happen is that's going to take away from us. It will start homogenizing the movement. Black people should worry about black people. Latinos worry about Latinos. Asians worry about Asians. White people worry about white people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Excuse me there. Need to have a cough button on this computer. Problem is that when we start trying to take on everybody else, have everybody join in, they're using us. See, they have their own media outlets called Telemundo and Univision. They could go on there and talk about their issues. And that's part of the problem with us. We could talk about all this boycott the mall and all this crap. It's pointless. Boycotting is pointless if you have no alternative. If you have to go, if you boycott Best Buy, if there's no black Best Buy, you're going to have to go back to that same white Best Buy anyway. You could boycott, your local white grocery store, but if you don't have a black grocery store, got to eat. That's where you're going to go. See, the solution is not Jesus. The solution is not pulling up your pants. The solution is not shaving off your facial hair. The solution isn't even complying. Because I'm going to tell y'all this, if you comply, you're still going to die. The solution is black economic empowerment. And as a guy who grew up in Alabama and I now live in Phoenix, I didn't grow up in the hood in Alabama. Well, our suburbs are called the white side and the black side was the hood called the black side. Yes, I know that sounds crazy, but it's how it was. The city's not big enough to have a suburb. I didn't really see too much police out there when I was growing up. But my relatives who live in the black side, black parts of town. I saw police a lot. And the thing is that people love talking about white supremacy, make up these stories, talking about black folks chasing them, grabbing guns and beating them up. Like, black folks scare of police. We lock up in attention when a police shows up. We lock up. We stop what we're doing. We could be running a lemonade stand. We stop what we're doing. We play basketball in the driveway. We stop what we're doing. The police show up. Because you don't know what's going to happen. But the point is Black economic empowerment. And the reason I brought up where I grew up and where I live now is if you had empower yourself economically, you could call some shots. You could buy or lease some politicians. Because politicians aren't going to do things for people who vote for them. They're only going to do things for people who pay them. Y'all may not like it. That's capitalism. That's the way it is. Again, that number is 347-850-1065. Smitty here. Call a... Like I said, I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I just want to get this off my chest. If you call in, hit number one, let me know you're ready to speak. All right. And the best analogy I can use, I used this a couple of times before, is a grocery store. Look at how many businesses surround your local grocery store. It's like by the one I go to. You have a bank right by there. Yeah, a couple of little restaurants people hit up for lunch. Think about three of them. You got your pet store. You got a pool supply store. And Edward Jones Investment Office over that way. PC repair. Yeah, I kind of rode through, did a little recon, just paid attention today. Just paying it, just wanting to name every little business there. Just think about that. One, it's a one, so you can do a lot of one-stop shopping. And plus, yes, that's a gas station right across the street with a nice cobblestone car wash. So that's a lot of good stuff there. But see, here's the thing. When they say Black business is also economic empowerment, you can't be a one-man army. Those businesses are all unified. And that's what we need. I know we have food deserts, but guess what? We could pull our money together, open up a grocery store. Then you put your dry cleaner there. You could put something like investment buildings, pool supply, all kind of things that you could put in those places. See, if you own and control stuff, you can call shots. Since we don't own and control anything but fly kicks and fancy gadgets and fly clothes, we don't control anything. We don't buy any politicians. We don't lease any politicians. Here's the issue. Are we going to become rich off of this? Probably not. But it's at least something where we get built for our families. Our children coming up. So they won't have to deal with this. Because, see, here's the thing. We're the poorest people in the country. Being poor makes you an easy target. You can't fight back if you're poor. I used to serve in the military myself. I've been deployed overseas. And I tell you, one of the main reasons that we win these wars, we have the most money and the resources. That's it. We have the most money and the resources, so guess who calls the shots? Us. And I'll tell you this quick story from my home. You know, I had a cousin in my hometown work at like a Hyundai plant. And I'm actually going to find out how many people work at this Hyundai plant so I can really make my point. Bear with me for a second. Let's see if I could find something here. All right. What happens is the Hyundai plant and a lot of your plants pretty much have their own water system, power grid, at like zip code. It's like its own little city. So what happens is my cousin told me, yeah, the police can't even come out and patrol unless they're called. Just think about that for a second. Think about that. And by the way, you look at that 16,000. I read the article here at the time. It says 16,000 announced new jobs in the past 3 years. So you look at that pop. Let's just say it saves out over 10,000 employees. See, here's the thing. Whoever the owner that the owner owners of that plant, they could say this: these police officers don't come around here. Stop coming around here. Stop messing with my people. I'm gonna take those jobs and go to the next county. What mayor, white, black, orange, blue, whatever, is going to want at least 10,000 lost jobs at the snap of a finger on their resume? Not too many. Not too many. But see, white supremacy aren't afraid of your marches, your protests, your prayer vigils. Butchered that with vigils. Yes, what it is. I butchered that. I'm sorry. They aren't moved by that. They aren't moved by your hashtags, your t-shirts, I can't breathe t-shirts. They're moved by when we mobilize economically. Excuse me. White people could care less if you mobilize in line for a pair of Jordans. That makes them money. Think about this. Look at how often we had to go to other people's parts of town, or other groups of people areas to just to go to work. Just to buy food, buy clothes, take our lady somewhere nice. Every other group had those things in our areas. I've been to a Chinatown before. I've been to a little Italy. They have their own. All that stuff. You don't see black people posting up shop. You don't see cops just all over the place in there. Because they own and control things. They own and control business. They control jobs. And that they call the shots. All we could do is try to shame people. If you notice, these white supremacists has no shame. Philando Castillo got killed in front of his kid. What if his child got hit by one of those bullets? What if his girlfriend got hit by one of those bullets? Think about Alton Sterling's children. For the rest of their lives, gonna see a video of their father having his chest blown out and seeing the whole world blaming Alton Sterling and trying to blame Philando Castile for their deaths. Or their murders. Let me correct that. Those people were murdered. Here's the problem also. We talk to police for, we watch our Blue Lives Matter and all this. We talk about, well, there's some good cops out there. There's some, hey, all cops aren't bad. There's a lot of good cops out here. If the good aren't speaking out against the bad, you're just as bad. You're complying with it. You're a part of it too. Speaking of your politicians, do you remember everyone's favorite first black female attorney general, Loretta Lynch? First thing she did, and all black people happy. We got a black woman in. Yes, black woman. Yeah, it's cool. For that symbolism. But remember, you got to peel the layers of the onion. Rudy Giuliani and various police unions endorsed her. What does that tell you? She's going to have their best interests in mind. By the way, one of the first things she said once she got in was that her one of the main priorities was police morale. Not dead black people morale. The families of dead black people, let me correct myself. But police morale. How much more morale do they need when they could kill black people who aren't doing anything? Besides probably a minor traffic violation, sells the CDs or the loose cigarettes with nothing but a fine and a citation. She was like, the CDs, a citation, if you really want to push it. And they get to walk free. Their identities concealed. Their records sealed. And that's where economic empowerment comes back. See how it rears its head, black people. If we had our own media that isn't black by name and funded by whites. I'm talking about black media that's owned and controlled by black people. We could do our own investigative journalism to those cops' background. We could provide on a platform the real deal with cops like Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, Trayvon Martins, the Eric Garners of the world, the Sandra Blands, Rekia Boys of the world. But we don't have that, so all we have to go by is white supremacist media. And see, media is not about being right. Media is about pushing propaganda in an agenda. See, like, black people want to fight the likes of Tommy Lauren and try to debate her mentally, like, intelligently facts. She's not there for the facts. She's there to push the agenda. Stacey Dash is saying, wait, she blew all that alimony money. Hey, she got to make some money. She going to coon it up. And the reason she's still on TV is because y'all still passing her stuff around. So I want someone to answer this for me. If someone breaks into your house with a gun, threatening you, let's say that robber slapped your wife across the face with that pistol. How would you respond? He committed a violent act. Would you respond in love, trying to give hugs? No, you're going to come at that person. Because saying we act violence isn't an answer. Now, like I said, I'm not condoning violence of any kind. But just saying that lets you know how weak you are. Lets everyone know how weak you are. Someone kills your loved one, and the first thing you want to do is say, hey, it ain't the answer. Well, what is the damn answer then? Someone tell me that. What is the damn answer? Someone tell me why John Lewis could do a sit-in over Omar Mateen shooting up on that gay nightclub in Orlando. But when it comes to black folks being killed, oh, well, you know, the cops beat me upside the head and I thanked them. What, Mr. Lewis, did you change Crystal Cars to Bull Connor? Did you thank Bull Connor for turning fire hoses and sicking dogs on kids, on black kids back there? Oh, yeah, you thanked them, didn't you? See, here's the problem. A couple of things with black people. Like I said, I probably get another 10, 15 minutes and I'm going to jet. But they don't respect us. White supremacy doesn't respect us because we're so docile, because we keep taking our punches. We get slapped in the face and we just take it. No one respects that. They respect the person who fights back. But I'm not saying you go out there with a bunch of guns and start killing people. No. You do it behind the scenes. You do it by getting your weight up economically. So you can say, hey, we don't have to go to your stores. We got stores. We got jobs for our people. And speaking of jobs for our people, there's, you know, a Vietnamese section, like grocery store. And like my lady, we got some lobsters. They had some huge lobsters, you know. And, best place to get them. And I told her, like, babe, peep game on this. Look at all those. I said, you know, this whole shopping center is Asian. The only non-Asian place was at McDonald's there. And who knows, maybe they own that too. But they had some of the businesses. They had them in English. The letters in English, but also written in Vietnamese as well. Even the dental office was written in Vietnamese. But when you walked in that grocery store, because it was on a Sunday, so some of those places weren't open except for that grocery store. So think about this. So think what I'm about to say. Besides the one white guy in there cutting meat, everyone that was Asian. Just think about that. And here's the other thing. Because I remember I read a story why Chicago males in Chicago have like a 90-95% unemployment rate. It's where economic power empowerment comes in. Think about this. What I'm about to say. Their teenage daughters were the cashiers and their teenage sons were bagging the groceries and getting the buggies. Well, I know I'm from the South. I say buggy instead of cart. But see, the thing is, that gives them work. That keeps a little money in their pocket. That keeps them from turning to violence. That keeps themselves from putting them in positions. They got some income coming in. They could take their little girlfriend to Applebee's or somewhere. Makes you feel good when you have some money in your pocket. They providing that for their children. Same as Little Italy. Same as those Greek towns in Michigan. Same as those Middle Eastern spots in, all through the country. Because I remember where I'm at, there's a Quiznos by me. You know, Middle Eastern man owns it. His son runs it and their wives work there. That's it. But they provide a family with work. We aren't doing that. And if we aren't providing each other work, no money is going anywhere. Money is going to keep bouncing out, meaning that we can't build our own economic enclaves or communities, our own schools, our own businesses. Well, we could tell our politicians, if these police officers don't stop messing with us, we're going to put someone else in office with our dollars who's going to ensure they stop messing with us. What a week. What a week. And that was a former congressman, Joe Walsh, was blaming President Obama. Threatening him, shooting him. One, why ain't the president putting him on charges for, you know, threats against the president? Shows how weak he is. Let me guess. He can't charge someone who made a threat in his life. President Obama needs permission. Funny thing is, black people, when George Bush, y'all blame George Bush everything, who had the House and Congress and all that good stuff, but mostly Democrat, but still did what he wanted to do. He didn't ask for permission. But y'all make excuses for this man who can't even speak out for us, who can't say black. Your black politicians been quiet. Besides Carmelo Anthony, your athletes and entertainers are quiet. Oh, Jesse Williams also. You know, I forgot about old Jesse, but we already know he's going, you know. But think about this. I know people will say, well, these athletes, entertainers, they are qualified. Well, what makes you qualified? I think being black makes you qualified. But also, they're qualified to take our money. Hey, those new Jordans, those new LeBrons come out, they sure qualified to take those. And those, a lot of those black people who are quiet, not saying unarmed, but just black people who aren't breaking the law, get killed, they're quiet. But when it's all these other groups, illegal immigration, LGBT rights, women, white women's rights, they got something to say. And I'm going to say this real quick. I have no beef with the bathroom issue or immigration or white women's issues because they're fighting for it. They put money behind it. They're putting some skin in the game money on their fight for it. We don't fight. We just say, hey, let's just change their hearts. You cannot change hearts. You cannot make dirty water clean. Get you a bottle of water and man, see how dirty it is. No matter how much clean water you put in that dirty water, that dirty bottle of water, it's not going to become clean. it is going to remain dirty. You cannot change hearts. Evil is evil. You ever seen Optimus Prime try to change the heart of Megatron? You ever seen Duke try to change the heart of Cobra Commander and Deathstroke? You ever seen Batman try to change the heart of Joker? You ever seen the Flash try to change the heart of, the Reverse Flash? You ever seen the Green Lantern try to change the heart of Sinestro? No! Evil is evil. The only fool in the comic universe tried to was Dr. Charles the Savior. He failed. See, black people, we can't make white people like and respect us if we keep being their doormats. No one respects a doormat. People respect fighters. People respect people who fight back. If you don't fight back, people don't respect you. Power respects power. Power does not respect weakness. Docile people are not respected. See, there are a couple of things, black people. We have to have a code of conduct. You heard of Tariq, the Jason Blacks of the world, Dr. Claude Anderson talk about code of conduct. For example, the mother, I think of mother Alter Stone's oldest child. Said it wasn't about, I don't think it was about race. See, people, they already will give her to pay out the check. The sad part of code of conduct is they pay these people off, pay our people off, and it's chump change, and that chump change is taxed. If it wasn't about race, when the last time you seen a white guy get messed with, harassed for selling CDs? Well, last time you seen a white guy harassed, shot in his car, put his ID, saying, hey, I have a gun. There are white guys all over the place who draw their guns on police and live to tell about it. Hell, men don't shoot at the police and live to tell about it. It is about race. And see, you get the coons and the white supremacists talking about, well, you black people always pulling a race car. Y'all made it about race. We didn't. We don't bother y'all. Y'all the ones that put these policies in, these racist policies in to overcharge us, have us in prison longer, keep us out the workforce, keep us getting access to capital, killing us with impunity. Y'all did that. We didn't do that. Y'all made it about race. Y'all made it about race. Alton Sterling, Philando Castile were murdered on camera. In a case of Alton Sterling, the video cameras, the body cameras, just happened. Both of them go out at the same damn time. Yeah, right. But how come all the footage, all those store surveillance footage in the joining stores were confiscated? Y'all know what's up. That man was murdered. And that the reason people distrust the cops more than anything is because your so-called good cops side with those bad ones and won't say anything. Y'all won't even say he did a bad job. And oh, it gets better. The cops work for the mayor of Baton Rouge. The mayor of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is a black man. Folks ain't been fired yet. Folks ain't been arrested. talk about these BS investigations turned over to the FBI, Department of Justice, all that stuff. We know nothing's going to happen. That's so much for your black face in a high place. What good are black politicians if they're not going to do anything for you? And they're going to do everything that the white supremacists do. You know why? This goes back to economic empowerment. If you know, if you get what I'm saying, that's the solution. We may have voted for that person, but we didn't pay for that person. Who's buying the policy? Who's just bringing votes? They are going to get policy because they got the votes. Not just the votes, but the money. That's how you get stuff done. We don't have anyone that acts in our best interest because, one, we don't hold anyone accountable. We make excuses for all our black politicians, local, federal. We blank. We up here wanting to forgive, 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 forgive. White society hasn't forgiven Michael Vick. It's been over 10 years ago. And those were damn dogs. He was wrong, but they were damn dogs at the end of the day. They aren't saying forgive, forgive, forgive. What about those families of, you know, the slain gay people, gay LGBT community and that club in Orlando? They talking about forgiving, what's his name, Omar Bateen? Hell no. But our people aren't even in the ground yet. Bodies aren't even cold. But we're talking about forgive, forgive, forgive. Well, here's something. Should those, the police officers, you know, people who rode with those slain cops in Dallas, maybe they should do some forgiving also. Everybody tell us to forgive. What? Let's tell them to forgive. Just think about this. When was the last time a white guy killed someone? I'm talking, it's a high profile killing. Another white guy, and his name got drugged through the mud. It didn't happen when the Jared Loughner killed Now, he didn't kill her, but he shot Gabby Giffords. Then Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. They didn't do that then. Because, see, black people, what you got to realize is racism isn't going anywhere. White supremacy isn't going anywhere. White supremacy is global. So you can say you lead this country all you want. White supremacy got this whole world on lock, even Antarctica. But the reason white supremacy and racism aren't going anywhere, because it's in white people's best interest. The reason coons exist and they will continue to exist, even though cooning doesn't have a good retirement plan, is because we have no mechanism to punish them economically, nor do we have any alternatives. We don't have white people on the payroll. We don't even have Latinos on the payroll for your black and brown coalition people. We don't have anyone on the payroll, but we're on everybody else's payroll. You got Stacey Dash, Juan Williams, what's his name? Jesse Lee Peterson. You got all these other black people on CNN, Coon, Dr. Lamont Hill. You got your black, see, the thing with Black Lives Matter, I say this. I look at the movement of saying, hey, let's treat black people the same. I'm not worried about the people in the movement because those people are mainly just auditioning for jobs. But the Black Lives Matter itself say treating black dead black people with respect. They're not the ones put on trial. Those killer cops should be the ones put on trial. But it's like always the black people that I put on trial. That is what makes black people mad. That It's what causing all this uproar. But see, the problem is now, we're not like our grandparents who are just happy if white people let us shop in their store. Hell, we can sell Rand bottles. Why can't we sell Rand bottles in a black store? Why can't we sell Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Air Jordans in a black store? You know, but this part with economic empowerment. But here's the problem. That's like back to Black Lives Matter. But Black Lives Matter. Is that like with someone like Eric Garner got killed? He wasn't just laying on the side of the road cooking, and they took their time to get medical care. Or like Philando Castile was shot, and that cop didn't even try to administer any medical first aid that could have possibly saved that man's life. You know why he didn't try to save that man's life? Because dead men tell no tales, in the words of Yosemite Sam. He knew what he was doing. It is kind of ironic that white supremacy tried to smear Philando Castile's name. They found nothing. They can't go anywhere with that. But I give all credit to that mayor. Not the mayor, but governor of Minnesota. But at the same time, I hate it that he's the only white politician who has something to say about this, who was unapologetic, who said racism, systematic racism, black people. He didn't say people of color. He didn't say minorities. He didn't say all Americans. But your black politicians from the top down were too damn chicken to say anything. Y'all keep saying President Obama can't say nothing. He's done in November. He's done. He's going to get his speaking engagement money anyway. White people hate him already. These white supremacists make threats against him, call him everything in the book already. But he still tapes for him. You know why? Because they're paying for him. We don't pay for him. We don't pay for these black politicians. We didn't pay for Ken Thompson, who let Peter Liang off the hook for killing Akai Girley after Peter Liang was found guilty. Ken Thompson straight up said, well, Peter Liang shouldn't deserve any jail time. But let Akai Girley be the police officer that killed Peter Liang, the Asian guy walking in his apartment complex. What would have happened? That Akai Girley would have been under the jail right now. See, the problem is, we know the problem. But see, a lot of times, then you're going to have these out-of-work actors and actresses cooning to try to get that job, like your boy Columbus Short out here cooning. I'm not going to lie. I usually don't tweet back smart-ass comments, but I had to. And I said, you talked someone the side out. I said, well, I gave you the side out. A superhead put you out. A grown man shouldn't be getting put out. Yeah, I don't know if he blocked me for that, but hey, that's just the way it is. But here's the other thing with economic empowerment. I'm going to touch on Jesse Williams for a second. You know when his contract is up, white people will try to blackball him. This is why we should have our own black entertainment, our own black funding. Not just Tyler Perry, but different options. What else Jesse Williams type could speak his mind and have somewhere where he can go? See, white racists can speak their minds all day because they got somewhere to go. Hell, Marco Mira defended Zimmerman against Trayvon Martin, participated in the sullying of Trayvon Martin's name, got a job on CNN. Oh, my bad, CNN, they're the good white liberals who like black people. Yeah, jokes on you guys. Here's the thing. White people and coons. We aren't our grandparents. We aren't happy just taking a billy club to the head and getting a pat on the head and saying you can shop at the store. We want our own stores. We're going to create our own stores. We don't need your validation. We don't, like Hillary Clinton talking about feeling your pain. We don't care about you feeling our pain or white people feeling sorry for us. We don't want sympathy. We want policy. We want access to capital. to build our own. People are tired. Black people are tired. Now, what are you going to do? It's like, we can all, but see, here's the thing. I lost myself for a second. What white supremacy is doing is, yeah, we're going to kill y'all. What you going to do about it? Hell, y'all saw that brother who the Dallas police falsely identified as a sniper? Ain't no damn well you can't snipe anyone with an AK-47. It ain't happening. That recoil is too off. Anyone who has any working knowledge of guns know that. His life's been threatened. His family's life's been threatened. White folks are ready to kill him. But the Dallas police would not go on TV and clear that brother's name. Hell, Micah X, that was the first time the police in the United States ever used a bomb to kill someone. Ain't use a bomb on the white folks. And I bet they never will. I'm not condoning what he did. And I do believe no one should die. But when but you can only put so much air into a balloon before it pops. And right now, you probably got one or two more pumps of air before that balloon pops. I'm not condoning anything. But when people get desperate, people get tired of being ignored, people will find other avenues. They're going to take the law in their hands. You take someone's loved one away. Ask yourselves this. Why in the hell should Alta Sterling or Philandro Castile's children like the police? Why should they say all cops ain't bad? Why should Tamir Rice's mama say all cops ain't bad? What about Cedric Bland's family? Rekia Boyd's family? Akai Gurley's family? Oscar Grant's family? See, here's the BS with all this. They talk about, oh, we're in danger of our lives. Most of these black people are unarmed. You got the gun. But see, here's the thing. Break this down. I'm going to get out of here in a bit. White people. See, most white people never had to grow up with the police harassing you because you got a nice car. You saved your money. You worked hard. You had some luck here and there. You got your nice car, live in a nice neighborhood. You never had a police tell you that you stole your own, try to tell you stole your own car. Never had police pull you over and punk you out in front of a woman you love. Y'all never had police circling your neighborhoods like a buzzard waiting on that rabbit to die. Y'all never had that. Folks, y'all never had someone be falsely accused, locked up, then say, oh, well, okay, DNA and evidence says it ain't, you know, you're innocent. All right, bye. Here's a check. No. See, white people gonna say, stop complaining, because they don't go through that. See, the police were the former slave patrols. That's where they originated. And you think they ain't there to keep the line now? Oh, yes, they are. Now, I know there's a guest in here listening in the chat room with no screen name, probably the FBI, I don't know. But as y'all notice, I never condone violence of any kind. But I don't condone violence of any kind. But y'all never had it so that people, cops, pull you over for no reason. Y'all never been followed around stores for no reason. People think he gonna steal. Buying a car, folks, look at you like you can't afford it. buying a home, you're getting redlined on loans to buy homes and property and being denied business loans and your credit's on point, being told no at a job because your name sounds black and you're more qualified than many of your white counterparts. But y'all don't hear me, though. Y'all want to say stop whining. Y'all want to say stop making it about race, but y'all make it about race. Well, y'all deny us those things I just mentioned. So with that being said, rest in power, Alton Sterling. Rest in power, Philando Castile. Don't be surprised if their children say F the police. They don't want like the police because what happened to their fathers. Sandra Bland's family see what happened to their daughter and won't even tell, they won't release the body. Why should you like police or respect police if the so-called good ones won't say anything about the bad ones? Like I said before, no one ever says all black people ain't bad. There's good black people. No one ever says that. We're all lumped in together. Then they talking about Black Lives Matter as a terrorist organization, a hate group. No, it isn't. Black people are the most docile people in this country. We got 9 people killed in the church. First thing we do is pray. Alton Sterling's chest got blown out on national TV. And guess what? You got his family saying don't make it about race. How the hell we, and you got most of your activists there. We didn't put those activists there, those D-Ray Davises and all, not D-Ray Davis, D-Ray McKesson, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about a comedian. Also, D-Ray McKesson and the likes of him. We didn't put them there. White folks put them there. We didn't. Those folks angling for jobs. We're not a hate group. How the hell are we a hate group? And every time we got a protest, we got to make it known that, hey, it's nonviolent. It's peaceful. But like Stokely Carmichael said, why no one ever tell the white people to stop being violent towards us? But we got to be the ones that are nonviolent. Everyone should bear arms. All I hear about is the Second Amendment, just taking away our guns. Funny thing is, when black folks have guns, everyone's scared has a problem. White kids hold hunting rifles and learn how to shoot. Oh, it's all good teaching them this and that. When black kids have guns, oh, look at the parents. They're becoming thugs and we got those guns off of them. The NRA's been silent. They're supposedly love guns. Louisiana's open carry state. If Alton Sterling had a gun, the police officers didn't know about any prior records. They just rolled up on him. NRA's been quiet. You know, here's the issue. The issue at hand is, as black people, we all we got. Your black politicians don't care. Your athletes, entertainers, all they care about is getting that check for white people. And I'm not talking about the up and comer. I'm talking about the ones who have enough money for their great, 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 great grandkids would be fine. Still won't say anything. That's cowardice. We have too many cowards. And I'm talking about the black men. Too many cowardly black males. And back on the topic of guns. Black people, we got to stop falling to this gun control crap. Gun control ain't going to stop anything. All it's going to do is just keep making black people criminals. Not making criminals as a being bad people, but it end up criminalizing us. Because how many times you seen a white guy get caught up with a gun charge? I wait. But you hear all the time about black folks getting caught up with gun charges. Because the bad guys are going to get guns anyway. And a lot of times the bad guys are issued badges. The media won't go into the backgrounds of those cops. Hell, I say even the ones in Dallas who got killed. Let's dig in their background, see what kind of criminal history they have. See what kind of any kind of discrepancies, complaints they had while on duty. See what type of their mental tests were, cognitive tests. Let's see about all that first before we start making them hero. Like, oh my God, I feel so bad. Let's treat them the same way we treat regular black people. That's all I ask for. But everybody, I just want to get that off my chest. And anyone download this and archive, feel free to download, listen. I thank you all. And you can find me on Twitter at TSMITTY3000. That's at TSMITTY3000. And you guys have a good one. And black people, we all we got. Let's start building our own economies, our own neighborhoods, our own schools. But we don't need them. We don't need to keep getting our daily bread from the people who condone our killings. Y'all have a good one, and you guys be easy.